The Road to Healing, Day 11. The Mindfulness Code in Armodoxy. Recently, Time magazine wrote, "We're in the midst of a popular obsession with mindfulness as the secret to health and happiness, and a growing body of evidence suggests it has clear benefits." Mindfulness is about becoming aware of the present moment and being less interested in the past or what has to come. Mindfulness is a means of coping with stress and anxiety, especially in a world caught up in blaming the past and projecting doom for the future. During the past few days, our Lenten journey has taken us on a trip exploring the value of meditation. Certainly, meditation offers an important technique for clearing the mind and arriving at a state of mindfulness. Today, I wish to introduce the idea of God, as understood in Armodoxy. This understanding will be necessary as we continue the road to healing. Like the unexpected twists and turns of the journey, this will be a refreshing shift. First, put away preconceived notions and make the connection with the here and now. The Armenian alphabet was created for purposes of spirituality, primarily to interpret and understand the new message of love and hope as expressed by Jesus Christ. The alphabet was invented in the 5th century and consisted of 36 letters defining a 6x6 matrix. The 7th letter of the alphabet is the letter E. The letter is also a word. Specifically, it is the present tense of the verb to be, that is. The verb to be in the present tense is the name of God. When God is asked, "What is your name?" God answers, "I am." I am is to say, God is. It is a descriptive name as well as a direction to mindfulness. That is focuses on what is in the now. God is not what was, nor is God what will be. Rather, God is. It is further significant that E is the 7th letter of the alphabet. 7 is the number of the universe. It is the sum of 3, the number of heaven, as in Trinity, and 4, the number of earth, as in the four corners. 3 plus 4 equals 7 is heaven plus earth equaling totality, universe, completeness. The common worship of the Armenian Church begins with the hymn Horurt Horin, the first words of which are deep mystery, inscrutable and without beginning. In these words are expressed the understanding that God is not understandable, greater than the words that describe the almighty power of the eternal. When Jesus refers to himself as, "I am the light, I am the good shepherd, I am the way, I am truth, I am the life," he is speaking in the eternal present, connecting to the universal beginning of time and space by virtue of the light, the way, the truth, the life, and love. This is why the message he speaks is timeless and therefore can open the opportunity to, "I am the resurrection." On the road to healing these last few days, we've been speaking about meditation as a means of targeting the hurt and illness within and opening ourselves to the light from without. Today we are challenged by the call to mindfulness and connect to the eternal present, the is. During your daily meditation today, I offer you a simple and profound psalm to guide and direct your path. Once again, turn off your distractions, find a state of physical quietness, and contemplate this psalm. "Be still and know that I am God." What does that mean to you? What does it mean to your illness, to your situation, to your healing? We'll be continuing tomorrow. we'll be answering all of these questions for ourselves and for our complete and full wellness and well-being. Until then, this is Father Voskin inviting you to join me again tomorrow as we continue on the road to healing.
Thank you for joining us on this Lenten journey, A Time to Heal. Please be sure to check out all of our programming at epostle.net, Apostolic Evangelism for an Electronic World. Listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, and everywhere podcasts are distributed. For the In His Shoes team, this is Savon wishing you a good day.